Wagwan, now you nano talk.
Dad, don't you dare rush me.
Oh God, Rusi. Don't rush away, you have me, no problem. I will rush you, no problem. No problem. Alright, cool. Alright, come on, damn girl. Come on, boys and girls. Today we bring you another amazing episode of the CLN podcast, and I'm here with the Don Godon.
First of all, can you hold on? Sorry, can you just hold on? What the hell is that gang, by the way?
See, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, some YouTubers I've seen here, yeah, they actually like, they have all this, you know, like a nation name type of thing. Most people say, like, if someone was called Dabby, yeah, the guy would probably say the Dami Army, Dills Army, or something. All those man, I'm not trying to take it that far now. So I just used Dabby Gang. That was the first thing that came to my head. Don't be angry. Don't go, don't, what do you think?
Do you, but just
this guy,
wait now. Do you, but just make sure it's not Raz, please.
Oh my God! I can't. You've heard it already, also. See, oh yeah, sir. Okay, sir. Please, what do you think? Okay, maybe give me options. I said, so give me option. What's your own suggestion?
Nah, see, I'll give you option. But I didn't think of it because.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. What a privilege for me.
We'll roll with Dami Gang.
What do you say?
We'll roll with Dami Gang for now.
Jesus Christ. Okay, sir. Oh, after this one you said we should go with the Dami Gang. Okay, no problem. We'll go with that.
No problem now. You said that one.
Okay, okay. Oh, wow. The streets are hot too. Yes, apparently Don Godon has Ejala has landed up. God of mercy. Guy. So on a fateful day, Ojarusi just turned up, oh guys, and this guy just sent me a madness. And I couldn't believe what I was reading. Today, please take over.
Okay, so basically, yeah, as you said, Don Godon himself. He's actually Don Godon.
Exactly. I don't know why you're trying to be funny.
He tweeted, this is Burna Boy. You don't know who Don Godon is anyways. Burna Boy was like,
this guy.
No, it's true now.
Burna Boy, I feel like, you, Sha.
Fact, I always knew I was and I am the best. Everyone you think is the best knows I'm the best in this fella. We can pause it there for now. I don't know why I laughed.
Pause my head.
I don't know why I
laughed. Foolish boy, say we can pause it there.
No, let's just pause it for now because. No, I'm just trying to say. He can, obviously, like, I feel like he can say it there. That was not a problem. Yeah, what do you do? No, I mean, like, every, like, so think about it. Like,
God, guys, no, you don't know how this thing sounds in my brain.
Wait,
God, I'm a freaking lecturer.
Get my point.
Okay, don't be angry.
I'm saying this just where it stops now, yeah.
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't see, because in everything you do, you should think you're the best. So,
okay.
If you think you're the best, that's cool. Jigga, what do you think? I don't know.
Agreed.
Okay, fair. So, okay, we can continue. Inasa, but Timaya, yeah, you know Timaya, not like the musician.
As in guy. Guys should know him now. Audience should know him. What do you think? Based on all the hungry vibes, yeah. Anyhow, Timaya.
But Timaya told me something a long time ago that made me not to care about being the best. The world can do without the best. The world will still spin regardless. That makes sense, to be fair.
Okay.
That's just facts.
Exactly.
So,
what do you think he even meant by that statement, to be fair? The world will still spin without the best.
Well, from what I'm understanding, I might be wrong. From what I can deduce from it is, okay, you are the best. Yeah. I think I'll give you 2 minutes. You are the best. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you are probably better. People have power with you might not just be the only one that is the best.
Okay.
Or would I say, okay, or you are the best, so what? People that are probably not as good as
oh my god.
Yeah.
I feel you, Sha. See, that's very accurate actually, and I'm sure most people agree as well. To be honest, like,
so you feel the same thing too. Yep. I'm not chatting.
Yep.
Okay. Let's hope so.
for now. Thus far.
But yeah, I feel like, yeah, you're the best. Like, okay, like, you get.
Yep.
Anyways, someone replied to him. I don't know who this person is, like, just a Twitter user. Where were you since 2010 to 2019? I mean, where the fuck are you when Afrobeat was struggling to hit mainstream? The best paved the way for you. You came in when the table has already been set, and here you are claiming the best since Fela.
Now, wow.
Yeah, I mean, now, now, as
guy, that guy, if you don't then, leave for Australia, but I'm going to catch him.
Anyways, obviously, no Bonham Boy has to reply.
Hey, Bonham Boy, reply that guy.
You played him now.
Show like, is that Bonham Boy's kind of guy.
Lol, nobody paved shit for me. Everybody they find them own. I've been out here. If you knew the way they made us look weak by begging and paying the Western world to look like us, you will see that no table was set, and I am the one that brought you the respect you currently enjoy.
Wow.
That's a massive claim right there.
I'm telling you. You see, that guy's point was very valid. Now Bonham Boy came and just gave a nice slam dunk right there. I'm not gonna lie. Because the way he said it, that, you know, people are paying and whatnot. Bro, when you hear them, Davido for sure. If someone tells you that Davido probably spend bands, man.
Obviously, I hear you, I'm not confirming most of this, but I get what you mean.
Okay, Oyana, allegedly Davido paid his way into that industry. So it now looks like Bonham Boy
by
as
the way,
well.
By the way, let's not bash for a week, but only bash Davido, because obviously last.
No, definitely. Shout out to Davido. Shout out to see.
I feel not only Davido, like Beb, trust me, do you know anything? Now, the thing is.
Yeah.
Before they knew the worst of like our let's just say in African music or Nigerian Afrobeats or whatever.
Okay.
Like bad African music, like had to pay international artists. Do you get?
For sure.
Like
going back all the way to the band.
Do you get ridiculous money? Like those times when it was just very recent when they started featuring all these international artists.
Was it Scapegoat with Snoop Dogg?
Oh, Mr. Endowed.
Oh, Mr. Endowed?
Yeah, no, Snoop Dogg.
Oh, wow. Now, wow.
So,
now, wow.
But, obviously, recent times now, even from the features you are seeing, like the way, like, for see Lion King album, Beyonce, see like the amount of, among God in Africa, Nigerians were the most.
That's true, yeah.
That album. Do you get like
that's like, true? Like they actually use that Lion King vibe to like bring out African vibes though.
Yeah, anyways.
That's actually just making sense to me.
But like do you get like be okay now when the okay Bonham Boy has been out there. Now let's even go back to this tweet. Bonham Boy has been out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when did he start getting international recognition?
This is we're in 2020, yeah. Will I be wrong if I said 2019 or 2018?
Yeah, it will not pass 2018, 2019. Now,
That's mad.
Would you agree that people are doing that before him? Like the international, like going.
Oh, God, Davido, Wizkid. After those two, who are you talking about?
Now, they got international recognition, yes. Yes.
True, yes.
So. That
That's just a second, Tunde, I'm coming.
Okay.
I for call. Where were we before the cockroach interrupted?
I think we're analyzing Bonobo's tweet.
100%. Somebody replied him. He then ate that one. To be fair, me, the way I took it is that he ate that guy, Sha. Because the way he explained it, like Bonobo then explained himself. Like for him to have done that, to be fair, you have to give Bonobo that one.
Said he came. But I think he has deleted it.
Eh?
Yeah.
Like, he explained himself to another person.
He like not no. He just tweeted like on his own, but I think he has deleted it. I don't know if I can find that, but it was still along the lines. No one paved way for me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he said no one paved way for me. The only people that paved way for me were his mom and Fela.
Wow.
Yes.
His mom and Fela now, wow.
So, it's even something that someone said, but I can't find it.
Oh. How about the other replies, apart from that guy's own? Do you think people were taking it positively or negatively?
It was just mixed, honestly. You get
like, yeah, I feel you.
I just feel if you're on the same line of business, yeah, with people that were your police, people were there before you,
yeah,
and they did some like they broke some records,
yep,
whatever they did, and you came after them and you are reaping from the benefits directly or indirectly,
yeah.
Must not be directly. They say directly or indirectly.
Yep. Then I get you.
They paved the way for you. So him saying, he's just saying the direct ones. Maybe obviously his mom. Then Fela, the person that he's maybe inspired by. He cannot just disregard every other thing that
you could. So you are angry because he did not say, oh, whiskey, they be doing this and that.
I'm not even angry. And he must not even call names. You get just acknowledge that. Okay. Yo, maybe you can just acknowledge, man. Just...
Sorry, yo. Yeah, go. Okay, the way I see it, to be fair. Okay, so Bonobo has stated his own mind, and in a way, man, because bro, at the end of the day, I'm sure most Nigerians will still see the truth in what he's trying to say. Because bro, like I told you, guys, there was that period, 2015-16. Bonobo was the laughing stock of Nigeria. Man. I don't know why I'm messing up. Jesus Christ, guy, that time, I remember when on Snapchat, do you remember that period where on Snapchat, yeah, he would just be like putting snaps of like madness and everyone just be trolling him basically, man.
Everyone trolls everyone, was never a laughing stock. I won't argue for that one.
God of mercy. We agree to disagree. This boy said that period he was not a laughing stock.
Never a laughing stock.
Jesus Christ, this guy said it was never.
It was never a laugh. Okay, I will agree that it was maybe till we're not really vibing, like his voice was not really beaming to our face. I don't know how to structure it.
Don't forget that, just tell me what you want to tell me.
But it was not as big, yes.
Okay,
he was still releasing good content, his music is great. That's definitely. Nigerians were not, we're not fucking with him as they are now. But say what's laughing stock as a lie. Come on.
Do you agree that everyone was surprised why Bonobo had not gotten this big even like 5 years ago?
I won't say 5 years ago.
Jesus Christ. So by the time Wizkid brought out that final Wizzy Baby Banana,
what year was that?
That was like 2015. By that time, when Wizkid was doing Babanla, think Bonobo should have been?
Yes, I agree. With all things being equal, the content, the kind of musical content he has, he has substance.
Come on.
Fair enough. I can agree with that definitely. But see, things need to be done before some things can be done.
You just explained nothing there.
This is not for things to happen. Yes, exactly.
Things need to be done before things happen. Today, 2020.
Yeah. That pain is still from my chest.
No problem.
Okay, but seriously, like, okay, maybe he was always going to get there at a point. At some point, do you get?
Yeah.
But now, people that were international, high degree international, if them big international artists featured them, someone like Whiskey. When did Drake and Whiskey? When was that? Say, 2016 or 17 or have you 16?
You think that Drake vibe was everything for Whiskey, Davi?
Huh?
That Drake vibe certified Whiskey.
Man, come on, Drake. He's still like, when it comes to numbers, things like he's like the biggest American artist, even at that time. That's when that Whiskey do get. Now, people are already hearing about Whiskey prior to that time. You get that just skyrocketed.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I feel you, Sha. I'm not arguing on that point.
So like, you get that people now say, come, Whiskey, where is he from? From Nigeria. Yo, Davido is from Nigeria. Yep. Yo, that means there's like, there are talented people there. Now, let's go and actually look for them and feature. Not that them come and pay us. Some do get like,
that's true though. But wait, do you think that actually happened where people were not like, oh, let's go there and actually feature them? I think that's only happening now, but after Burna Boy.
Come on.
Maybe that's why Burna Boy is now saying like, no, guy, listen to me, Joe. Wait. What I'm saying is, you know, before this Burna Boy period, like you explained, you have to pay them to work with them. But now, I think it's a case where they are actually looking for African artists to feature. And that is where Burna Boy is coming from.
It's like both parties are helping each other. Not you, come on. Please, come and help my life. Both parties are helping each other now. Both parties are helping each other.
Yeah, okay. You can put it that way. Yes. Anyhow.
But how about you, man? You guys should hello? Telling me,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What are you saying?
Yep, no problem. You see something, yeah? Given that you said, at least we've got to the point where we don't have to pay again, Davido and the rest that we assume maybe paid to carve their own way, given what Burna Boy said, will you accept that he's definitely coming from the point where he definitely maybe was asked to, but he couldn't, and now he has gotten to a stage where his talent has gotten him there, hence why he's making this statement.
I get what you mean. That everything just assuming, you get, we're all just
speculation,
right? Yep. With nothing's confirmed. But I'm saying from what we can see, you get, at least from the outside, we're not inside, you get,
yeah,
at the
end of the day.
As in, we can say at least for a fact that international recognition was not like Nigerian artists being recognized internationally has not always been there.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
It started from one or two people. Yes.
Yeah. Who are the guys that come to your mind?
Two-Face.
True, you know, true, Sha.
Apparently,
African band. Queen was in a yes, global thing.
That.
I don't know.
Mad, there was one mad American movie.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I've just forgotten. So, things like that, you get like.
Mm.
So, it has been. It doesn't just happen. Like, you get. It has been happening. Like.
I get you, Sha.
Yes, Burna Boy is good, I know. But there needs to be that. You get. It's just. There needs to be that. I don't know what to use.
Like this someone has already created that pathway, you think? For
that,
him.
You get that pathway. Someone has already, you get prior to him being recognized. This is something that had to happen before. Minus obviously he has the talent, but mm-hmm. it's not only him that has the talent. Do you get like there are millions of people that have talent even in Nigeria.
True.
So but no, you cannot take that away from him.
Fire boy, I didn't say anything.
But in conclusion, what I just said at the end of the day, yes, you can't take away the talent from him. Yes. You can say he's the best, fair enough. That one is anything you do, you feel that the best. But to say it's only his mom and Fela, which I'm not in his life, which I'm not, so I can't even come and contradict him.
Exactly.
But at least from what we can see, and the way God. I don't know, and
this guy you're talking like Thomas in the Bible, wait to be a problem. Now.
And the way, and what, as he said, you know, he said, you don't know what, how do you even say it about pain? Yeah, he said something about pain. Wait, where's the sweet? Is the sweet? Have you seen? Wait, I'm not even looking for the sweet.
Okay.
He said, if you know what we had to do, I think I can't even find the tweet anymore.
Okay, like, wait. Oh, are you talking about the reply? He didn't reply another person.
No, that same reply. He said, if you know what, something about pain, you get. You know, he said that in the tweet now.
Okay, are you talking about the first reply?
No, the second.
Oh, exactly. Like, that second one that we that it seems to have, I don't know, gone into an abyss. Like, we don't seem to know where it is again, sir.
No, that one is different. Sorry, okay. The first reply, actually, he said something about if you can check about pain, as you get.
Yes, he said so. Okay. You want me to go and check it?
Yes, please. Cause...
Okay. No problem. All right, Bonana. Wow. Now I don't know, maybe it's because of where maybe I'm probably at in life as well. I just kind of understand where it's coming from. That's why.
No, don't get. I understand. Like, I'm not inside. You get. I can't see. And then that's just the truth. That's just the facts. Like, see, imagine someone saying something about his life. I'm going to come and contradict him. So I'm not even his brother. I'm not. You get. I don't stay with him. I'm just. You get. I'm just looking from the outside. But at least from what you can see, come on. People had to do some things before some things can happen.
100%. Bro, do you even know the Brit Awards just happened? And as we're recording these guys here, we don't know what happened. And I don't want to spoil this. I'm sure people already know. And some that don't know, let's not spoil it. But bro, I was seeing some things already, that was like, I was just really happy for the guy, like just naturally. But let's not speak on that.
I've seen some pictures.
Bro, Bona Boy is see, man.
Nah, he's on things like he's out.
Bro,
there.
The way he's carrying the vibe now. Yeah, he's not just the.
But
the
I have to respect him, that African giant. Like he carry he if it was a self-proclaimed African giant.
Guy,
so African giant.
Exactly.
Honestly, man, it's crazy, man.
Guy, who's it?
Nah, shout out to him. Him,
bro, nice. For you to have such effort to put that as the album title, for you to do what it's done,
and do that album was superb.
Exactly, it's not a case of like people actually enjoyed it.
Do you know one thing about that album? It gives different vibes. So like there was conscious music, there was music and dance too. There was also like R&B. Yo man, Bona Boy is on top, man. I hope like he's really
bro. Cool. We know how versatile the boy is now.
Yeah, he's very, that's the word, versatile. The album, he's very versatile.
Legend.
Nah, I'm a Bona Boy fan, but like you just have to,
Do you know the thing that's making me like the most happy with Bona Boy's case? And I guess that's why I'm probably like so close with his situation as well. Bro, his mom sees everywhere with him.
Yeah.
Bro, do you understand? Yeah.
Shino is them.
Bro, if you deep it here, what did you say?
Shino is manager.
Oh, huh? I'm not sure. But bro, that alone, I promise you, will open the kind of doors that will not have been opened to prior artists.
A lot of big because of that, like they'll say, oh, your mom, you know, like, yeah, that's mad. Like they'll look into that, like, yeah, that gives him to me, Sha, gives him extra, what's the word I'm looking for?
Like an advantage. Like
edge.
Yep, advantage. Yep.
Men, people endorsement, looking into that, like, oh, your mom, oh, fair, mad.
As in, things together, things on his own, bro, that speaks a whole lot, to be fair. Like, for you to be able to bring your mom for a whole journey this.
That's,
come on, bro, come on. Then let me just still put something out there. I hope you know he did a song with Ed Sheeran and Stormzy. That's gone platinum.
Okay, now, I want to say something. No, that was my, that's on, by the way, bro, that's on so massive right now. Yo, I don't, Stormzy is so big in you. Yo,
bro.
So big.
Yeah, you see, yeah. I think people understand these things later on. Like, it has to just pass first.
No, Stormzy, we'll Stormzy, back. Is big. Don't worry, everyone knows Stormzy. Stormzy is big.
That no, I'm not saying just Stormzy. I'm saying like the three of them that came into it like that. A king, from the Alps, and all them mountainous areas and whatnot. Talking of Ed now. Then all the way to your indigenous rapper, the culture's home runner, Stormzy, and then Africa's giant. The
African giants, yeah, I hear you.
Bro, you find a better mix. Produce amazing stuff.
Now, I want to say something here. Can you remember when Drake and Wizkid came out, One Dance, that he said, Drake only said, back up.
To be honest, I don't even remember that controversy.
Oh, come on! When the song came out, everybody like, "Where's Whiskey on the song?" Everyone shouting.
Yes, true. That now Whiskey only said something low.
Yeah. Now will you compare? You know, Burna Boy didn't say much.
Yes, bro. Burna Boy was the melodic vibe to this song. Now,
do you know if okay?
Come on.
I'm
not singing. I'm just giving you the vibes. I'm giving you the vibes. I'm not singing.
Okay, but will you compare it? Like what Whiskey did and what Burna Boy is different.
Bro, I am sorry. I see One Dance to me, but it's still very much a Drake song. That's one thing I want to clarify for you now.
I hear you.
Is still very much a Drake song.
I hear you.
But when you hear this One Dance, you will understand the influence of Africa in it. Hence why I also still say that Burna Boy's statement, I can see so much truth in it. Even using those two songs as a case study alone today.
Also, I want to answer two questions now. So you're saying,
yes, sir.
What Burna Boy did in this version of this song, own it, yeah? Is definitely more than what Whiskey did in One Dance. Yes.
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 100%.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, and I want to, and now is the yes or no answer. Now, do you believe that what Burna Boy said when he said nobody paved the way for him, that it's only his mom and fella? Yes or no? Do you agree with him? No, I'm putting you on the spot now.
Okay. No problem. Okay. No problem.
Okay. I'm waiting.
When he said nobody paved the way for him, given that I cannot, given what you said to bluster this point, you said we are not in his personal life. So given he made that statement himself, and given what, like you said as well, the evidence we can see, hence Wizkid's One Dance with Drake and Burna Boy's Own It with Stormzy and Ed Sheeran, I accept what Burna Boy said as fact.
So nobody paved the way for him.
I accept what Burna Boy said as fact.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
There we have it, folks. Okay. Now, what do you want me to say now?
What do you want me to say? This guy. Okay, there we have it, folks. Oh my God. I feel you. I think that's probably where we should end it, honestly. Because so in conclusion, today, can you conclude and summarize this podcast then?
In conclusion,
yes, sir.
I will still reiterate on what we said that we're not in personal life. Fair enough.
Yes.
So I can't say for a fact that this is what happened.
Yep.
But from what I can see and from so many years of seeing how the African Nigerian music industry has gone global.
Yes.
And seeing that some people had to do some things before it could reach that stage, and for some people to be recognized. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you see what I'm driving at?
Yes.
I would say I don't fully agree with him. That's what I'll say.
See, you gave me an option of yes or no.
I don't agree with him. But
okay.
But it can change. It can change.
Look at this guy.
Very
of
diplomatic.
Course, it can change.
Now,
the,
but
the most constant in his life is change.
It's change, my brother. It's change.
100%. No
by
worries.
By the way, shout out to Whiskey for that. Thing tweeted about BET about giving international
100%
back giving awards backstage.
Mm.
If he did not, obviously, it might not be because of him particularly that he's still giving on stage, but he's most probably like one of the reasons why he's being considered. You get
he definitely had an impact, did, that kind of thing.
He definitely had an impact, and so yeah, so a lot of things can be said when you're in the main stage of an award. Like, from Childish Gambino shouting out to Bad Ambushan, the streams went up.
Mm.
But yeah, it went up, man.
True.
Like, yeah, from like you get bare.
That is so true.
Yeah, so it's very important, like coming to get so getting the award on stage, like it's very, very important.
Yep, I get where you're coming from, 100%.
So shout out to Whiskey for that.
Yep. At least he used his platform to try and show them that, hey, we need you guys to see this as a platform for us as well. Because at the end of the day, it is a platform for people to influence a whole lot.
Yeah,
I got
and,
you, bro.
Yeah, and they can Burna Boy won BET Award last year. It was last year, which is more quoted the award for him.
Yeah, I remember that.
Exactly. So you see where I'm driving at. Thought. Anyways.
We will not feed your agenda. Eh? We will only take facts as facts.
Agenda was agenda.
And we must avenge us on this side.
Nah. That wasn't.
Sorry. Okay. No problem. This boy wants to slaughter me over.
On your podcast. On
no, ah, no, no, no. Me, I'm not saying my own podcast. No.
I think we've agreed to disagree, so we can end it on that note.
Be honest, that was a very, very palatable discussion.
Yeah,
a very fair and Nah, that was brilliant. That was brilliant, guys. If you enjoyed this, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'm sure. If you're a music listener, if you enjoy the Nigerian industry and music in general, I'm sure you would see light to what we spoke about today. And yeah, thank you guys for tuning in as always. I'll be your boy, Tammy. Be your boy, Runsi. Any last words?
Yeah, actually, I'm gonna start my own podcast with my boy.
You see? What is that Davido's? What's that Davido's quote you love?
We rise by lifting others. Loud.
We rise by lifting others, fam. Love that,
so,
bro. Happy to hear that.
Yeah, it's me and my boy. It's called the take. I'll keep you right there. Dami gang, I'll keep you lost.
You see the way you said it, man. Somebody would think what Yoruba dad is calling his son to come and wash plates in the kitchen. This guy.
Whatever the fucking name. Nah, okay, but seriously, man.
Yes, bro.
Take me and my boy. Yeah, very soon. I'll keep you guys updated definitely when it starts.
Yeah, bro.
Thanks for having me.
Come on, bro. All day, every day. All right, bro. You take care, yeah? I will catch up definitely another time.
Oh, yeah. All right, bro. See.
Yeah, bro.